Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Here's the snap and the spot and the kick is up and the kick is good. Game over. UCLA comes back to win it in the final seconds, 20-17.
Obviously disappointed, but can tell you not discouraged. You know, we've lost three Big Ten games by a combined, 10 points the last 3 weeks. And here's what I'm going to tell you so that your questions, you can gear them however you want. I'm not going to ask why. Why is a victim question? I'm not a victim. I'm going to ask what we need to do, what I need to do to get us to be able to finish these games.
Vinny and Haney here on 105.7 The Fan. Cordell Woodland in for Bob Haney today here with Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. He is behind the glass. You just heard that audio courtesy of The Fan. Terps lose three in a row now, falling to UCLA on the road 20-17. Heard the final call there from the great Johnny Holiday and then head coach of Maryland football, Coach Mike Locksley, talking on the back end, talking about them not being victims. Talked about, you know, their combined loss total over the last three games. And I hear them, they're losing these tight conference games, but they've been outscored 44-7 in the fourth quarter in those three losses combined. That in itself is not going to get it done.
Yeah, and I was listening. I listened to the whole second half last Saturday night driving back from Penn State and just got frustrating. I mean, Johnny was frustrated too, you know, because it was all on the defense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, defense was playing spectacular. The offense couldn't do anything. They couldn't run it. They couldn't throw it. It was three and out all the time. And it was 85 and sunny out there. And your defense is playing a million plays. You know, they just wore out. And three defensive players got hurt in the fourth quarter, and they just wore out.
Mm-hmm.
That was the problem. They just wore them down. And then, you know what? I do give the offense credit, Cordell, when they're down 17. You know, they needed a drive. They get the drive at the end. They go down, tie the game. And then I figured, all right, you know, because I'm driving anyhow. I said, good, I'll get a little overtime, you know, mm-hmm. be a little bit long. And then they go right down the field, you know, bang, bang, you know, field goal, game over. So it was disappointing. You know, I was texting with Bob during the game because I thought, you know, that was going to be a real good win for them mm-hmm. to be 4-2. And in reality, Cordell, if they could close, be 7-0.
Yep.
They'd be 7-0. I mean, they've got a good football team. And, you know, they should have beaten Nebraska. They should have beat Washington, and then he should have beat this one. I mean, that's what, if you're Locks, you know, you got to be frustrated as hell. Because, you know, I mean, you could be having, game day here, not this weekend, but against Indiana.
Oh,
two undefeated teams, and you got game day at the University of Maryland. I mean, it's so close. And, you know, next year when they get the kid from St. Francis, the pass rusher, you know, and then you got, Schmidt? Who's the other pass rusher? The kid they got playing now, the freshman?
Stewart
and that other kid, you know? Yeah, I mean, they had to play Stewart as a spy the whole time, right. Sound like, on defense. So, I mean, they're close. Just need to be able to run the ball better, too. Because, I mean, if they could generate more offense and create more first downs and the defense isn't on the field as much and your defense is kicking ass, shutting down a team that had scored 30-some points 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah, I mean, you hit on a lot of it right there. Number one, you got to be able to run the ball better. And when it's cool to have mobility at the quarterback position, but to me, I cringe when your quarterback is the source of your run game. When he is your leading rusher week in and week out, that
Kansas
is not
City
sustainable.
Chiefs.
I mean, well, yeah, unless you're the Chiefs,
yeah.
Unless you're the Chiefs, Lamar's done it here, but obviously they haven't gotten to where they want to be because eventually you need somebody else to be able to do that for you. And you talk about them struggling to close games. That right there is a big part of it. You can't run the ball. If you can't run the ball, you're not going to be able to close teams out. That's just a proven fact, no matter what level.
Cordell, the best closing team I've ever seen in my life, was it the 2019 Ravens?
I mean, it's tough to say because they were blowing people out.
I mean, the fourth quarter, it was like
you knew.
Boring. You know, they're just going to run it and eat clock. I mean, they were, you know, and the defense, that's when the defense was basically playing three quarters.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they were the best closers I'd seen, and you're right. If the Terps could do that, then that defense is even better.
Yeah. I also do think, you know, when you talk about, when you look at this team and them not being able to finish games and not being able to close out against opponents that they should beat. I'm pretty sure Washington lost.
They did. They got
Washington
spanked.
Lost. Nebraska ended up losing after getting ranked.
Minnesota spanked Nebraska 24-6.
That was.
Yeah, Washington got hammered by Michigan. By Michigan.
I think their youth does show up in these moments. This is still a young team, and they are talented. And I think that's how I look at this team. I think that they have been playing with some house money to a degree, and I think as people got to see how good Malik can be as he continues to progress throughout his college career, and you look at this defense that is very opportunistic. They're forcing turnovers. I think they still lead the nation in interceptions right now. I mean, they do good things. They just are young, and I think some of that inexperience starts to show up in some of these pivotal moments, especially as you're now in conference play and you're playing against other Big Ten teams. It's not a lot of room for error. UCLA's hot right now. I think their biggest issue is obviously the penalties, which has been an issue throughout Locks' tenure here, so I'm not giving them a pass on that. But I do think the youth of this team, the inexperience of this team, is kind of a killer for them in some of the pivotal moments in these games.
Well, that's, you know, at crunch time, that's when it shows. You know, like you said, Cordell, the inexperience shows, you know, at crunch time, fourth quarter, you know, guys hadn't been there and done that before. That's the problem. You know, where the UCLA quarterback, you know, he's an older kid.
And he's coming from the SEC.
Yeah. So I just felt bad for him because I'm sitting there when I'm driving, I'm saying, that's going to be a hell of a flight home for those kids.
Oh, yeah, you know? That's a long trip.
Yeah.
That's a long trip.
You know, but if you win, you know, that's now losing like they did, you know, and coming back, that flight sucks.
Yeah, I mean, and look, obviously Locks is under the microscope now. I know he was getting beat up for his comments last week about it not being the same old Terps. And honestly,
they're not.
I mean, when he said that, I thought yesterday they were the same old Terps. Saturday. I ended up tweeting that out. Like, I did think that was vintage Terps right there. But overall, I thought his overall point in that was, this isn't the same team, as in, they fight. There were times with Talia and those guys, like, you knew. They get down a touchdown. They get down 10 points. Oh, that game's getting out of hand. Yep. He's throwing a pick. The offense is going cold. At least now they do have, I think, at quarterback, they have somebody that could be special. And the problem is, you of Locke's goals, a lot of these guys started with Malik, is going right out with him. I think that's the true dilemma. I think that's what you have to look at if you're the AD. I would be surprised if he does go, just because now you're punting on all the young talent that you have.
Nolan, you get involved in this one too, because we have Jim Smith on every third, whatever day it is. Mm-hmm. And just listening to him talk, there is no way in hell that Loxley's going anywhere.
Yeah, but you don't know. I mean, above him, you know, with people that are in his ear, boosters and whatnot. I mean, that stuff does have an impact in the long run. I don't think, he's going to be out from underneath the microscope anytime soon. I mean, it's going to stay there the entire season. And let's say, you know, as Bob had kind of teased in the week leading up to this game, that if they do have an embarrassing loss, or this does end up being the same old Maryland, that where do they go from here? What does the rest of the schedule look like? Are they able to pick themselves back up, maybe get a signature win down the road, or at least win the games they're supposed to? Because if this is the same old Terps, they might not win again. That would be the same old Terps to just shut it down from here. So that, to me, that would be the most revealing thing about Loxley.
Well, this isn't the same. This isn't the Flugazi Indiana team from last year. Like, I think this Indiana team is real.
Mendoza.
They are real.
Hemby's, you know.
And that's going to be a revenge game for him. I also think the stuff with Franklin is a lot of the gas on the fire in terms of the Loxley. I think if that wasn't necessarily.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Happening, then maybe it. Well, I don't know. The cry for Loxley has been there, but I think the Franklin being available and the obvious ties to the
Franklin's
university.
Not coming to Maryland.
I agree with you, but the people are say other things and they get themselves riled
Franklin's
up.
Franklin's going to Florida or one of Franklin's going to get the creme de la creme, the job that he wants.
I agree.
You know, he's probably already on the phone with Florida and everybody else. You know, and the thing that is going to kill Penn State, Cordell, is, you know, because listening to Franklin talk on Saturday, you know, he says that recruits call him, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, the recruits, you know what they're saying when they're calling him? Where are you going?
Mm-hmm.
And you know how many players on that Penn State team are going to leave and go with him? You know, that's the thing. He's going to take recruit. They're going to have a great recruiting class. Let's just say he goes to Florida. A lot of those Penn State kids are going to Florida.
No doubt.
You know, and then Penn State, whoever comes into Penn State, that is not an easy job. You know, because the expectations now, I mean, you got to win a national championship or you're gone. I mean, there's so much pressure on that job. I wouldn't want that job.
410-583-1057 is the number if you want to get in. We got a lot to get into today. The Ravens coming off a bye week. We'll talk about what changes they potentially made during the bye week in the next segment. We'll look at, around the NFL, see what went on in week 7 this week as well. Later on in the show, we'll talk some Maryland with Jeff Ehrman at 11:30. Talk some Ravens with AJ Gersh from Fox 45 at 11 o'clock. We'll also be taking your calls throughout today's show as well. But coming up next, we'll look at what changes we hope the Ravens made during the bye week. That's next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.